that is the tax return that I needed, but it's written on. We need the official tax return. I can't accept the one that you have put here. So that's why I've actually put that in the email that, you know, we can't have a tax return that is actually written on.
Well, the tax return that I provided was the one that was requested at the time, and all I'll do is provide the same. You want a subsequent one, do you?
Well, we can't accept one that is written on, because, like, if you go back and you can check the one that you sent us, it's actually written on, and we can't have that, because you could have been putting any figures in there, because it's literally written on. So that's why we're asking for another tax return. Right.
I've got the tax return in front of me for financial year 2020. Mm-hmm. It's a trust tax return.
Yeah, it is a trust tax return, but it's written on. So
what do you mean written on?
Well, like I said, it's come through, and we can see that it's been written on. Like
that's how I filled it in. That's the original.
We need the one from the tax office then, not that one.
Hang on. The tax office doesn't send me a tax return. They send me a tax assessment. But with a trust, they don't send me one. It's only sent to individuals. So
there's no
trust tax return from the tax office. The only one that goes from me to them is the one I've sent to you. It's an original copy of what I sent, and it was handwritten because that's how I submit it. I do it manually. I don't do an electronic copy, and the tax office doesn't do it for me, and they don't send any reply. They haven't done it since I've had a trust, ever.
Okay.
So you need to get your facts right. Ring the tax office. You've got a generic letter that says I've got to go through a public accountant to provide all this information. Well, no, I do my own accounting, my own trust, accountant.
Okay, that's fine. I will get some other information, but like we can't accept that written the way that it is.
Well, there's no other document. That's it. That is it. There's okay. not. How, do you want me to make one up?
Okay, like I said, I will actually go and check that, but...
It's 20 pages. This is not a normal tax return. It's a 20-page document. It's not like, you know, when you submit an individual tax return, it's like 2 pages or whatever. This is... There are two standard ways of lodging a tax return. You can do it online and you can do it manually. I choose to do it manually. That's legitimate. So what you've got is all I've got. I've got nothing else. So I don't know... I can't provide you something I don't have.
Okay.
And this is legitimate.
Okay, so the next thing on the email we need is proof of decline turnover. Now, the number one thing that we would like to have is a letter from the accountant with certain...
Hang on. I am the accountant.
Okay, but I'm just trying to let you know the next thing that we need from you. So if you're the accountant, so have you got a TAN number and an ABN that for an accountant, have you?
No, I choose to do my own accounting.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to tell you. So one of the things that you can do to prove your turnover is get an accountant's letter.
No, I do my own accounting. I'm an accountant, but I'm not a public accountant. I don't do other people's accounting. I don't do other people's tax returns. I do my own. That's quite legitimate. You don't have to have a public accountant to do your tax return.
Okay, I am just explaining what...
You're just following the rules, but the rules is like, you know, one size fits all.
No, because there is a few details there that you can use. I am just reading out what you can do to prove your turnover. So one of the things is get a letter from a qualified accountant.
Oh, right, you're going round in circles.
I don't want to do that. So the next thing you can do is do a profit and loss statement with accountantry software, and you need to do certain dates. If you actually read the email, because we need to see comparison from either 2019 and 2020 to be that your business had a decline in turnover. So there's certain dates.
I provided that at the time when I lodged my application.
No.
But I can provide a profit and loss if you want from QuickBooks software, which is what I use, and it will show that I started the business. It was a new business in 2019. Then we got the bushfires and the pandemic back to back, and so I went from a small amount of income to zero, right? And the only the revenue I received to be eligible, I got JobKeeper because I was eligible for JobKeeper, and I received $35,900. So I come between the $30,000 and the $75,000 for the year end of June 2020. Okay.
Okay. So if you can set that profit and losses statement in, but there's certain dates that you've got to buy by to get that information.
Well, send me an email so that I can, you know. But hang on, my profit and loss is for the financial year. So it's the 1st of July to the 30th of June every year. That's it. I don't have any other sections of, you know, breakdown like quarterly or anything like that. So that's the only thing you're going to be able to get, because I'm only required to report to the tax office annually for my financial year results. Okay? I don't record my transactions on a weekly basis. I do once a year to the tax office. That's the only record you're going to get.
Okay, so we need the same period for 2019 and the same period for 2020 in the guidelines commencing the 26th of June 2021, which are there's certain dates that everyone has to comply with this grant.
But I provided that at the time. When I was applying for the grant, I provided the information as per the eligibility criteria. You can't come back to me 3 years later and say, we've got different criteria now, and do it again.
We haven't got a group different criteria.
Have you got my original records? Have you got my original records, or did you shred them?
Yes.
Well,
so this is why I'm trying to go through.
I've got here Services New South, because I keep every record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the eligibility criteria. To be eligible for the grant, you must. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items that need to be satisfied to be able to... And I satisfied all those.
The
2 weeks immediately prior to any restrictions inclusive. So I provided that information at the time.
Okay. Well, the thing is, like I said, the only thing we have on your file is the trust tax return that is written on. So if you can send us in those profit and loss statements that you said that you sent in, then we'll have a look at those. But the only thing you sent in to us for the grant 3 years ago was your trust tax return. So I will email you the terms and conditions like you asked. I will email you the letter again of what we actually need from you. And in there, in the the proof of turnover, there is certain things and certain dates that you've got to apply for. All right, so I will email those to you again with the terms and conditions of the grant and see how you go with that, okay?
There was another grant that was the same sort of thing with Services New South Wales, I recall, where I provided all that information, so I'll have to go to another section because it was based on that information I provided that was used for the business trading information. So I don't understand why now, 2 years later, you're following up something, because I was told that I was eligible. And now you're saying, well, hang on, we got it wrong. We didn't get all the information or something.
The thing is, like I said, the terms and conditions that you would have ticked that box is, it says that you may be audited, and that's what we're doing now.
Okay, well, all I can do is send you what I sent the first time. So your main concern is you want to get a profit and loss. But you've sent me the email to say what years you want. You're only going to get it on an annual basis. You're not going to get it for 2 weeks.
You can do that, and then I will submit that for management and see if they will accept that. But like I said, I will email you the terms and conditions like you asked, and I will email the letter again of the stuff that we need for this grant. Okay?
What I supplied to, I think it was Centrelink at the time, for the bushfire recovery, was the same information about the comparative 2 weeks or something, I don't know what it was. And what I did is I sent them the invoices that I'd sent. So that's down to the micro level in terms of the documentation.
Okay.
So I had...
I was trying to read out the certain things that you've got to apply for this grant. Like I said, you don't have an accountant, so that's fine. You don't need to do that. But you need to do a profit and loss statement, and there's certain dates there that you must apply for. If you want to give me the whole years, fine, but there's certain dates that you need to apply for that. And in the email that I send you back, I will get confirmation on the tax return for you, okay?
Yes, look, you've got two separate dates. There's the same period in 2019 and the same period in 2020.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We need to see that period at the same time in 1 year and that period in the same time the other, so we can prove that your business had a downturn. And they're the years that they have to do.
Okay, so just over the phone from memory, what happened was I started my business in August 2019. And
okay, so
hang on, let me finish, please. And so I had trading happening that wasn't a lot, but it was a start. It was a start-up business in late 2019. Then we copped the bushfires in December 2019. Everything failed after that. So if you go from the period that I earned the income at the beginning, and I can choose the 2 weeks where I got income coming through, to the same period in 2020 where there was nothing, you're talking about 100% drop.
Okay, see where it says the commencement of the 26th of June? They're the 2 weeks that you have to do. So from the 12th to the 25th of June, you can do that for 2019, you can do that for 2020.
Yeah, but hang on, I wasn't trading in 2019. In June 2019.
Okay, so then you have to give us the comparison for 2020 and the 2021 for the same year.
No, it says 2019 or 2020, not 21.
Yeah, but hang on, that if you can't do that, then there is another one down below, the 25th to the, there's another bit down below.
No, I could...
2021. So can you see that there? So if
yeah,
you
but I'm
2019, we can do the period for 2020, and then it says 2 weeks immediately prior to the restriction on the 12th to the 25th of June 2021. You can use that.
Yeah, but I got no income. I wasn't trading. I had no income around June, the 2 weeks in June... The 2 week period in June 2021, there was no income, right?
Okay,
I was in the middle of lockdown. And then in the same period, in 2019, I hadn't started.
Yes.
And in 2020, I had started in late 2019, but there was nothing happening in 2020 because I was in lockdown again. So you've got the first thing with commencing, the 2 week period commenced within 2021, I wasn't trading because I was in lockdown. In 2019, the same period in June, I wasn't even trading. I was trading in August, July, August, September, October, November. That was my trading period. And then it all fell over. The same period in 2020, I wasn't trading because I couldn't. It was lockdown. And then you've got June to 12 to 9 to 25, 2021, I wasn't trading. I was in lockdown. So you're going to get nothing, nothing, and hang on, you're going to get nothing, nothing, and nothing of all those options. It's ridiculous. I'm as a startup business, I started trading and I was legitimately trading before the bushfires and before the pandemic. Thereafter, nothing, and nothing since. I've been doing other things since because I'm a tour operator and I've got no customers because of the government's policy of letting people in and not putting out the bushfires. So that's not my fault, but I was eligible at the time. So
okay.
All you're going to get is nothing, nothing, and nothing.
So have you got bank statements for 2020 in the for 3 months and bank statements for that period in 2021? We may be able to do it that way because we actually need something from those periods of time.
I've got a dedicated bank account for Nature Trail, which is the business that's concerned, right? And as time goes on, the bank stops providing historical data. I'll try and get that information. I think I provided it at the time. But the thing is, I've only got one client that actually I was able to deliver and get money from. The others, I gave them a refund. But the information is in my bank account, okay? So it's not much money. But the information will be in my bank account because I only use that bank account for my trading. And it passed the eligibility test, you know. It's a startup business. I'll try and get that banking information, but it's not much.
Okay, so I just needed to point out, so the ABN that you use has been active since the 1st of July 2014.
That's right. The ABN is for the trust. I have 5 trading entities. They're not all active. The main active entity at the time was Nature Trail. It's a trading name within the trust structure. Okay? So that's my reporting to the tax office. So when I report my information to the tax office, I report my expenses and outgoings and revenue to the tax office for all 5 entities, like a group. But I don't have to give you that all that breakdown. I can just do it for Nature Trail because that's all you're interested in, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Well,
that's the one I was trading with at the time that was affected by the lockdowns. Because, you know, being a tour operator, you've got no customers, you can't trade. Like, it was pretty serious lockdown, like, you couldn't even walk the street.
Okay. All right, well, I will send you the terms and conditions like you asked and the further information that we actually need, and let's see if we can get some information together so we can make this compliant for you, okay?
Yeah, I've got nothing to hide, and I passed all the tests, and I just, you know, whatever people wanted to get, I sent to them. So at the time, everyone seemed to be happy. So I don't understand the need for an audit because it should have been done at the time of the eligibility checking.
That's fine. It's just like everyone does an audit at some stage. And like I said, the terms and conditions of the grant said that you may get audited. So, like I said, I will get some more information and I'll email it to you, okay?
I just want to make a comment that the email I got on the 11th of April, it says, the tax return you sent in was written on and we need a real tax return.
Mm-hmm.
That was the real one.
Okay. I will go and check that and I will send all the information back that we actually still need, okay?
Check with the tax office that you can send in a handwritten tax return. Because there's no other tax return that exists. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, no worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.